the back office of the control room. So there has been there's been huge press speculation about the fact that all of the 999 calls are going to be handled by Steria, and that they've outsourced command and control. That's not the case. We are we're outsourcing and providing the support services to the uniformed officers that run the control room, but the control room is still under the control of the authority. But 470 people are going to transfer into this area as a result of this deal, so it's a major move of the civilian staff, the police force, into the private sector. And it's calculated to generate some very substantial savings back to Cleveland Police. So I think the scale of this and the depth of the partnership deal is absolutely a first in the market. And we are anticipating that there will be interest from other forces in terms of how this model works and how we could generate shared service benefits, something along the lines of the SBS model that we've already developed with HEL.
Okay, and the critics are obviously sort of going to suggest that you can't have a control room that's run by the private sector. How would you answer that?
Well, it's not though. I mean, this is the thing that I'm slightly bemused by. At the present moment, the control room has civilian staff and uniform staff. The civilian staff will become part of Steria. They will stay in the same building, and they all stay under the direct management of the uniformed staff who run the control room. So at all times, as it does at the present moment, the people that will make critical decisions about responses to calls are uniformed officers of the Cleveland Police. And exactly when the deal goes on, the people that will control the responses to those calls will be the uniformed officers of Cleveland Police in the control room. So I think it's an exaggeration to say that the control room is being privatised, because it sounds like Steria will be doing everything to do with response to calls, and we're not.
Right. And then I suppose, I mean, you mentioned that some other forces have shown interest in this. Do you think now that the news is out and the deal has been done, this is going to start getting held up as an example of best practice once it rolls out?
I think we will see other forces now watching very carefully the success of the implementation. And I know from Cleveland that they've been approached by various other forces and they've been unable to share the details of the deal because until today it's been confidential. So there is already interest because the other forces are under the same cost pressure as Cleveland. And conversations will now continue. And we've been having those conversations with other forces about how they address their cost base issues. And we will be revisiting those conversations in the light of this deal.